Title: FTC settles with fertility tracking app for alleged deceptive data sharing practices. Content: The FTC recently settled with Flow Health Incorporated, a popular fertility tracking app, based on promises made about how health data would be shared. A. In its complaint, the FTC alleged that while Flow promised to keep users' health data private and only use it to provide the app's services to users, in fact, health information of over 100 million users was being shared with popular third-party companies. Namely, third parties who provided marketing and analytics services to the app. Like many app developers, Flow tracked both standard app events such as launching or closing the app, as well as custom app events. Custom app events record user interactions unique to those using the Flow app. For example, if a user enters a menstruation date, that interaction is logged as a custom app event. Flow used those custom app event to improve app functionality and identify features that might be of interest to the user. Flow also gave each custom app event a descriptive title, such as r_pregnancy_week_chosen. These custom app events, with that descriptive title, thus conveyed information about users' menstruation, fertility, or pregnancies. In its app, Flow integrated various third-party tools, software development kits or SDKs, that gathered advertising or other unique device identifiers. When doing this, the SDKs also gathered the custom app events revealing certain health information about users. The FTC alleged that this was sharing health information with third parties and directly contradicted statements in Flow's privacy policy claiming to never share health data, e.g., we may share certain non-identifiable information about you and some personal data, but never any data related to health. In addition, Flow did not limit what these companies could do with the user's information, agreeing to each company's standard terms of service. Besides allegedly violating its privacy policy, the FTC also pointed that out that this kind of sharing violated several of the third party's own terms of service/use. Those terms prohibited the sharing of health or sensitive information. Interestingly, given the current status of the EU-US Privacy Shield program, the FTC also alleged that Flow violated both that program and the Swiss-US Privacy Shield framework. In particular, the provisions of the programs that require notice, choice, and protection of personal data transferred to third parties. These allegations are somewhat unique given that to date, most FTC complaints enforcing the EU-US Privacy Shield have dealt with instances where companies were representing they were participants of the framework when in fact, they were not. Two commissioners also issued a joint statement concurring in part and dissenting in part, arguing that that Flow also violated the health breach notification and the FTC should have enforced it. The health breach notification rule has not been enforced by the FTC to date. This rule, which the agency sought public comment on last year, imposes breach notification requirements on vendors of personal health records, PHRs, that are not covered entities, business associates, or subcontractors subject to HIPAA. While no financial penalty was invoked, as part of the settlement, Flow agreed to a number of terms invariably having some financial impacts. Among other requirements, Flow must notify affected users about the disclosure of their personal information and instruct any third party that received users' health information to destroy that data. In addition, separate from disclosures in any privacy policy or terms of use, before sharing any health information with a third party in the future, Flow must disclose the categories of health information that will be shared, the identifiers of the third parties, the purpose of such disclosure and how information will be used, and obtain the user's affirmative express consent. Putting it into practice. Apps collecting sensitive or health information should be aware that descriptive custom app event titles could inadvertently convey information not intended to be shared with third parties. This information could be viewed as sharing of personal information, and thus the FTC, and others, will expect that it be correctly described in the company's privacy policy and elsewhere that representations about data use and sharing are made. Companies who have not done so already will W.